You're tuned in to the Full Circle Magazine Weekly News Audiocast Update, where we feed you no chit-chat news about Ubuntu and free software. You can find more information like this at www.fullcirclemagazine.org.
With Ubuntu 18.04, users have the option of selecting a minimal installation. This keeps the system lightweight and gives the user freedom to choose the applications that they want on the desktop. This small footprint Ubuntu also serves as an efficient container operating system. It enables developers to deploy and boot multi-cloud containerized applications faster. The minimal Ubuntu image is already being used as the standard Docker hub in Ubuntu 18.04 LTS image. Convergence has always been a goal of Ubuntu Touch. In the latest 16.04 images, Ubuntu Touch now has Libertine Management as a default in the OS settings. Libertine allows users to install full Ubuntu applications in containers on the mobile OS, which can then be used in desktop mode right from the phone.
A new dual-platform malware targets GNU/Linux systems and other OSs. The WellMess malware exploits ELF, executable and linkable format, and gives a remote attacker the ability to execute arbitrary commands as well as upload and download files. The use of Google's Golang allows attackers to cross-compile malware for use on multiple platforms. This makes potential attacks much more trivial to engineer for GNU/Linux systems. A bug report confirms that an Ubuntu bug can allow an attacker to bypass the lock screen if they have physical access to the computer. The exploit is achieved by waking the system from low power mode once the hard disk has been removed, at which point the lock screen can be bypassed trivially. This bug affects Ubuntu 16.04 and distributions based on it. Other versions may also be affected. Developers are not in a hurry to patch this problem, however, since any skilled attacker with physical access could simply access the hard disk directly.
You've been listening to the Full Circle Magazine Weekly News Audiocast Update. Be sure to tune in next time. Special thanks to Arnfried Wahlbrecht for content creation.